This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Hosmer receives the Royals' Heart and Hustle Award before KC plays host to the White Sox. We'll pick things up in the sixth with Kansas City trailing 2-0.
High fly ball deep into left center field. It is gone. Salvador Perez. It's his 19th home run of the year.
Now, Mike Moustakas, deep to right. Royals lead 3-2.
Two home runs in the Sonic Slam inning.
But how about that hug? That's a Moose bomb and a Salvi splash.
And he bangs one. High and deep. Way back. And that one's in the drink.
Another drink shot. And I don't know where it's coming from. But everything in baseball is contagious.
Merrifield drops one into left center field. Gordon will score. And the Royals go in front 5-2.
The fellas in the dugout cannot contain. You hang them, Moose will bang them.
Oh! There is another shot deep to right. Moustakas with two home runs tonight. And now 28 this year.
That's good for second most in the American League. The Royals beat the White Sox 7-2. The Royals clubbed 5 home runs in all on Saturday to extend to a 4-game win streak. Chicago has lost 8 in a row. It was another strong night for the Royals bullpen on Saturday with 4 relievers combining for 4 scoreless frames and Scott Alexander getting the win.
Just in that situation, just trying to come in and not do too much. Trying to get a ground ball. Salvi made a nice play. Haas made a nice heads-up play. And we were able to get out of it there. So it ended up being a huge play for us there in the game. Well, I think just being in those situations, just the experiences, whether they're good or bad, I mean, you just – the experience itself helps you, you know, learn and grow from it itself. So I think that's been huge. And I think just trying to go – like I said, just trying to go in there and just relax in those situations and not do too much and just kind of, you know, worry about what I can do and what my strengths are and just do my best to, you know, get a ground ball in that situation.
The Royals continue to impress after their slow start to the season. They're up to 49-47 for the year. Here's their manager, Ned Yost.
Vargy was really good. You know, on these nights, it just takes a lot out of you. And, I mean, you kind of, as a manager, I think you start dropping your pitch count awareness down to about the 85 pitch mark because it is so hot. You know, it's like the home run that he gave up to Milky, that slider or the breaking ball just kind of slipped out of his hand a little bit and left it up. And, you know, fatigue starts to set in, especially when it's that hot and draining out there. But, you know, he just did a fantastic job, got us into the sixth inning. Our bullpen's been, you know, very, very thin, but our bullpen came in tonight and did another phenomenal job, held us right there till we could put some runs on the board. And I didn't know if we were going to get to him or not because he was throwing 4 pitches really effectively tonight. He was changing speeds really well. He was hitting with his fastball. His split was really, really good. His slider and curveball were good. So, I mean, he was using all 4 pitches and throwing them all 4 for strikes. I mean, he was tough on us. My hope was that we could get him out and get to the bullpen.
Kansas City will go for the series sweep on Sunday when Travis Wood makes the start.